You're listening to Making a Druid, a Nancy Drew podcast.
Welcome back, my druids, to Making a Druid, a podcast dedicated to Nancy Drew. We're trying to get lots of people to watch the podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Teresa, and as like normal, we are here with Allie, my partner in the paranormal. So excited. So I'm sure you've noticed that today's podcast is not its normal length or its normal title. Unfortunately, we are sad to announce that we will have to temporarily pause our recording of the podcast.
Yeah, so since the beginning of this season, we've been really vocal about our support of the writer strike. Now it's not just the writers, SAG-AFTRA has also joined in on strike. And we did recently see where other content creators have received notice that they're asking content creators, even those who aren't paid like us, to pause in our promotion of ongoing entertainment. And just to add in, some of you probably even noticed that like Kennedy won't be able to tweet or anything like that about the show, which is, you know, not great. But while we are devastated that we can't finish up this final season with everyone, we're more than devastated at the awful, just awful, unfair treatment of the writers, crew, entertainers in this industry. They're being taken advantage of, and it's got to stop.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows how much we love everybody working on this show.
Yeah.
So we support them fully and like however we can help. And our sincerest hope is that that this will be resolved really quickly and we can like finish up the episodes before the finale. Mm-hmm. But we all know that this isn't a guarantee and it's looking less and less likely as time goes on. So yeah. It's really heartbreaking. But we will finish up as soon as we're allowed, as everybody gets their fair share and gets their demands met, which aren't even really demands, I don't think personally. They're just
human decency.
Yeah.
You know. How about you not just take my likeness and use it? Or how about you not replace me as a writer with AI? Like, it's so sad as someone who is an advocate, me personally, for technology and how technology has progressed over time. And, I don't even really consider AI to be the bad guy. I consider the bad guys to be the people who are using AI to do what it is that they're doing. There are so many things that we could use AI for that would be much better and a better cause. But this ain't it. This ain't it.
No, it's not. Yeah, there's stuff we can do with artificial intelligence, but using it as a defense to not pay people isn't one of them.
So. No, absolutely not. So
deplorable.
We are going to miss you guys. We will still be on social media. You're welcome to hit us up there. For those who aren't in the United States that may not know what we're talking about, I know it's been in international news, especially after like the cast of Oppenheimer walked out of the red carpet. However, if you don't know what we're talking about, we are going to be sharing resources on our social medias at Making a Druid on Twitter and on Instagram that will just give you an idea of what's happening. We're going to share the actual the union pages, as well as some other resources and links for how you can help those who are on strike and trying to get basic human needs met. So
yeah.
If you would like to, you can check it out there.
Yeah. And like, if you guys have like any questions, I know the Nancy Drew writers are heavily involved with the strike.
100%.
Yeah, and we've actually reached out to some of them with some questions that we've had. And
just to clarify, they were really supportive. Like, they're like, oh, you can keep doing it. And we were going to. And then we saw the memo from SAG-AFTRA.
SAG, yeah.
We were like,
We were still posting because the actors and writers were still promoting the shows at the beginning of the season, and with SAG, a big chunk of what SAG's asking their members to do is to stop promoting, because that's like a huge labor that they provide for the Strux Studios, and they don't want any of the content creators, no matter how small, to provide that service for free or to take those services away and lessen their kind of their claim to that labor, and thus kind of weaken their stance as they try to get them back at the table to negotiate. So
And
when we
that
got
is the
those,
opposite of what we want.
we're trying to do, like, we really want everybody involved in the creation of any form of media to be properly compensated. And seeing that the kind of corporate greed is very scary.
Yeah, and Nancy Drew specifically, everyone from show creator Noga Landau to the writers and the actors, everyone on the show, this show has been such a labor of love. And it's just appalling to me the way that they're being treated in an industry that, to be honest, hasn't ever really been a friendly one. But like this is next level. So we're very sorry. We're gonna miss doing these podcasts every week. It's something Teresa and I really kind of look forward to.
Yeah, it's I was like texting Ali, and I was like, I'm really upset for a variety of reasons. One of them being that, like, this is some of my favorite moments of the week is Wednesday nights promoting the show and recording whenever we can record, and like hearing your thoughts, and like,
And
and so
it's
it's
really hard knowing this is the end. Like,
yeah, it's like the timing of it feels personal to me. Like, I'm like, seriously? But it is extraordinarily important that we don't cross the picket line at this moment in time and scab in any way, whether unintentional as it might be. Like, Allie and I really struggled going back and forth because we don't consider ourselves influencers or like in any
in
of
any
that, like
way,
in any way. Like,
any
that's
capacity.
in any
We would
capacity.
like to talk about the show, but if we're still promoting the show, then that's taking away from the impact of people like Kennedy and the rest of the cast not
And
promoting
the
the show because they're so
yeah, and the
annoyed
writers and
seeing
all
that.
that stuff. So, I was like immediately being like, "Are we considered content creators?" And Ellie's like, "I
I think we are. But like Teresa said earlier, when this whole thing is done and the people we know, love, and care about who worked on this show are finally getting what it is that they deserve, what they want and need and deserve, then we will come back and we will record episodes for these last couple of episodes for Nancy Drew. So.
Yeah, and we do want to reiterate that as people who have been heavily investigating what is been asked of us as, I guess, content creators, right, of the show. I want to reiterate, Allie and I don't get paid to do this. We
Oh,
literally
no.
just
No way.
we don't have a contract out there, but we do want to say that, like, SAG hasn't asked us to stop being fans of things. They still want you to go and watch. They're just asking people with any form of a platform, whether paid or unpaid, to not promote or heavily discouraging it. So that's what Allie and I are doing. We're still going to watch the show as fans, and we're still probably going to squeal about it in private.
And we're not members of either of these organizations.
No, we're not.
Technically, I mean, again, they haven't asked us to do anything. We are just very supportive, and we in no way want to take away from the pressure that we're putting on these megalomaniacs,
Yeah.
essentially. So, we'll still watch the show as fans. But we wanted to use this time, even though we don't have a huge platform, our platform is our family. It's you guys. It's the people who listen to us every week who squeal with us on Twitter. We just wanted to use this as an opportunity to stand in solidarity while also maybe even not, I don't want to say educating, but sharing resources, making people more aware of what's happening and what they can do.
We've been really paying attention the moment the first strike that was announced. Allie and I were going back and forth whether or not, like, what to do. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, the writers were promoting and Kennedy and the cast were still promoting the show, we decided to move forward with just special moments for the writers and to acknowledge their work and, like, how much we've been very supportive of the writers from the start, but, like, really giving them their moment to shine and, like, to say that, like, this show wouldn't exist without them and they deserve fair compensation for it because they made the show what it is. Like, they're the groundwork. Like, without them, we wouldn't love the show as much as we do. So,
and we still plan to highlight every week on our socials who the writer and director is for each episode, even though we are not planning to record the podcast. We do still want to acknowledge who the people were that put the making into this episode each week that we get to enjoy.
If anyone has, like, any further questions, I guess you could always hit us up and we will give you more as much information as we can. Again, we're going to give you all of the sites with all of the resources available. Both the WGA and SAG-AFTRA have frequently asked questions on their website. So if you have a question, that will be a great place to start. Like I said, the writers of the Nancy Drew have been heavily involved and have been absolutely wonderful when we have questions. And so we've been asking them. So we want to, you know, make sure that they know that, like, us as admirers of their work and fans of their content, that we support them wholeheartedly, without hesitation, no matter how devastating it feels to me in the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's pretty much all we have for you today.
I know. Wow, so it's going to be a really short one.
It is, but, you know, that's until next time, until after the strike. We'll catch you later, Druids.
Bye.